Ryan Callahan, mayor or re-election to city council. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Becky. And I want to thank Becky and all the Bethlehem Dems for putting this Zoom together tonight. And I appreciate all your hard work, especially in the last year. I think if you look at all the hard work that, you know, that all of us did, but particularly the, you know, the Bethlehem Dems, we really had a huge impact on this last election, which, you know, thankfully it turned out, you know, very positive for us and the country. So, again, my name is Brian Callahan. I am running, I am up for re-election for my third term for Bethlehem City Council. And unfortunately right now, I do not have a decision of which I'm going to run for. I've had a lot of people reach out to me and ask me to run for mayor. And I am considering it. I just do not have a final decision right now. So I will be running for the mayor of Bethlehem or for re-election for city council. I'm a two-term councilman. I'm starting up my eighth year right now. As all of you know, I grew up in a blue-collar area of West Bethlehem on the Catlin Avenue area. I'm a Nichman Lion and a Liberty Hurricane from 1980, and I've been an educator in the Bethlehem Area School District for the past 27 years. For the last four, I've been over at Northeast Middle School, teaching, you know, the most impoverished kids in our city, probably from Marvine and Pembroke housing projects. And I got to tell you, it's probably one of my greatest joys of my life, and it probably saved my teaching career, because I was at a point where I was starting to get a little burnout at the high school level, and going in and seeing these sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. Who have so very little and but still love coming into school every day. It's really saved me as far as my teaching career, and also provided a great boost to me. A few years ago, it was my second year at Northeast Middle School. I was stunned in early November and late November to find out that there was kids who were showing up at my morning duty at the seventh grade door. Who were showing up without jackets on in the middle of, 32 degree temperatures. And a lot of them had blankets that, that they brought from their beds. And I am, and I'm going to get into it later, but I'm pro-economic development, as all of you know. I think if we are pro-economic development and smart economic development, we can bring more taxes into the city. And so we don't have to raise taxes on our middle class and lower income people. And we can also provide services for people that are at need, like those kids from Northeast, middle school. I was so shocked at it that I actually ran. I had a fundraiser over at Northeast, and I raised about $3,000, and we bought about 46. I got you. Thank you, Becky. I got about 46 really nice goose down jackets for those kids, and that and the joy that I had of watching those kids put on that jacket and know that they had something warm was just something that, it really changed me and had an effect on me. So I have about 2 minutes left, so I do want to tell you I'm a small business owner.
Well, you have about 10 seconds left.
All right. I'm a small business owner. I have a photography business, which I sold. I own a driving school for the last 12 years. And I also helped, I just proposed and passed a wage equality ordinance, which is for minority women and primarily women who are paid less doing the same work that women do. So I will explain that ordinance at a later date, and I just thank all of you for all your participation in the democratic process. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.